Okay, so let's try to finish this up today, and then we'll start the next topic, other Rishon, other Shani, for a couple of days. So what do we have here? So we have, let's just try to crystallize the points. So let's leave out how the Rambam is learning the Gemaras. I don't know exactly, that's a difficulty. But the Rambam is learning what? The Rambam learns that if, give me that notion over there. Yeah. That if he says, the second one. Yeah. That if he says, Amanas, Shalotishti Yayin Liolam, so that's no good, right? That's not Krisus. Right? But the Rambam says, Amanas Shelo Tochli Kikar Zeh is also not Krisus. And that's how he's learning Amanas Shelo Tenasi Leploni. Right? Because he says, Hare Zegitech Amanas Shelo Tenasi Leploni Eno Get. Hala Maze Doma. What is it like when he says, don't marry Ploni? La Omer Lo Amanas Shelo Tishti Yayin Zeh Liolam. Right? O shlo telchi lebeis avich liolam, o choyimei chayechi. So the Rambam equates all of those things. To the coin of the Rambam, there's no difference between saying, never drink wine, right? Don't drink this cup of wine. Basically, those are the two paradigm cases, right? Avolim amalom nashlo tenasi liploni ad chamishim shono, areze get, velo tinasi lo kolz man shehisne. Vim Nisei's Potla Get Lamafreya. Alright, so for somehow or other, it's not totally clear that Rambam's learning the Gemara, but he's equating, he's not making Lotinasi any different than anything else. Right? It's just another case of Krisus, of lacking Krisus. And if it is, if it has no expiration, right? How'd the Rashba put it? That was if the Tanai itself, how could we universalize the cases? I mean, it's up to you how you want to universalize the case. But basically, what is what's the good Tanai? The good Tanai is where he puts a time limit on it. Right? But if there's no time limit on the Tanai, then the Tanai is no good. Right? Where else he has? He has a couple cases. That's the Rama, right? Hareze gitech amanash lo teich li beis avich ad shloshim yom hareze get. Shlo teich li beis avich li olam eino get. Shein ze krisus. Lefikach omer lish hareze gitech amanash lo toch li bosar ze li olam. Amanash lo tishti yayin ze li olam eino get. Shein ze krisus. Ad shloshim yom hareze get. Those are his two cases, right? He makes no distinction between Kikar Zeh or Kikar Zeh Liolam or any other Liolam. The only Tanai that's good is a Tanai that has in it a built-in time limit. But if there's no time limit built into the Tanai, then he says it's not Krisus. Right? And of course the time limit can't be her own life. That's your life to the woman. Ain't no get. Shein ze krisus. Kol yimei chayai or kol yimei chayei ploni. Areze get. Sherei koras beino leveino. And here's where the Rambam gives you the general principle. V'lo tishor lo aleha rishus kishayomus oso ploni. Okay, we read all the Rambams backwards, in backwards order. But if you start on Perek Ches Halacha Yud and Gerushin, that's where he introduces this concept. And what does he say? He says, if you say that you can't, on condition you don't drink wine all of your life, that's not Krisus. But all of my life or his life, Hare Zeh Get. Why? And here he gives you the reasons. Hare Kores Beino Leveina. He's separating between him and her. V'lo tishor lo oleha rishus. And there will not remain to him, on her, any rishus, any jurisdiction or domain. Kishya yomos oso ploni. Okay? So that's what he needs. He needs that there be a time that there remains no, that he has no rishus, that no rishus of hers is still upon him. Okay? But the problem is, the Rashba and I think all the other Rishonim practically say that they disagree with the Rambam. They say any case that will not endure Leolam is good, is no good, is good. Sorry. Any case that will not endure Leolam will be good. Any restriction that will not last forever will be good.
Forever meaning her lifespan.
For her lifespan. So if he would say to her, don't drink wine forever, that would not be Croesus. But if he would say, don't drink this bottle of wine forever, that would be Croesus. Why? Here's the funny thing. Because this bottle of wine will not last forever.
It has a shelf life.
So when the wine turns into vinegar, now that its night is over. But the Rambam doesn't differentiate. Okay? So if we want to boil it down, that's the case that they're arguing on. The question is, when he says, don't al tochli kikar zeli olam, don't eat this piece of bread right here, ever. According to the Rambam, that is not Croesus, because it's Leolam. And according to the Rashba, that is Croesus, because the Kikar is not Leolam. If you would say, don't eat bread forever, that would be a problem of Croesus. Now, what's the Rashba's argument? Like, he's like Rashi, it would seem. Because Rashi says that the problem of al tochli Kikar Leolam, or al tishti yayin Leolam, is that there always remains upon her some restriction until her death. But over here, there will be a time where she will not be in a state of restriction. Because if the kikar is gone, she's not existing with a restriction. So, and the Rambam says, no, that is a restriction, because she can never have that kikar. But how do we define this machlokas a little bit better? Yeah. And it comes out from the case of Beis Avich is the problematic case. Because according to the other Rishonim, that's similar to kikar zeh. Because the father's house, I mean, on its plain mashmos, is the house that the father owns. So this house, when the father dies, there won't be a father's house anymore. So the other, that's the Rishonim are bothered. Why should this be a problem? Why should that be like al tishti yayin leolam? There will never, there's not a permanent restriction on anything. When the father dies, the house will be mutter. So they have to learn all kinds of ukimtas, that he doesn't mean really the father's house. He means the house that your father is in, but that house forever. Even if your father moves out, and your father dies, even, right? Or, and the Rashba goes even further, and it says, the ground that the house is on is what it really means. Even if the house were knocked down, that spot she could never walk on. Right, but they're looking for a permanent thing because they don't hold that kikar zeh is considered liolam. But the Rambam says kikar zeh is liolam. No difference. I mean, the Rambam is going to be difficult working out how he's learning everything else, because it comes out for him there's no difference between the Nisuin case and any other case. Oh, and that's the other raya to them. They're saying Nisuin is always like kikar zeh. So if kikar zeh is the same as liolam,
why?
Because the guy will die. When that guy dies, there won't be any restriction, right?
I guess
Yep. So why is that different than Kikai Zeli Olam?
It's a raya for Rambam.
Can you say the Nisuin case?
That's a raya for them. Because they're saying that the Nisuin case wouldn't have been Asur without the extra Xeris Akasim. But everyone agrees Yayin Li Al Tishti Yayin Li Olam is Asur. Is not good. Yeah, what is
it?
Yeah, that I don't know. Whatever. I'll have to think about that another time. Right, okay, so Gil is saying that the Rambam is learning that it goes by the Tzura of the Tanai. Right? Just repackaging a little.
Yeah.
The Tzura of the Tanai is Li'olam. But even though the Metzius might not be the Olam, but intrinsically, in terms of the Tzura of the Tanai, it's permanent. Yeah. And the Rashba is saying that the Metzius is not permanent. Yeah, it's a good step. Anyway, it's a good step in defining better what each side is saying. But we have to still get to the svara step.
Yeah, that's
right?
why I didn't say
is
so
what
fine.
Kind of an idea would generate this definition of tzura, and what kind of an idea would generate an emphasis on metzius. In other words, you're right. You're saying one is emphasizing metzius and one is emphasizing the tzura of the thing you're saying, right?
Yeah.
But we have to try to now reverse engineer and think what kind of an idea of what word of krisis looks to the tzura and what kind of an idea of krisis looks to the metzius.
Can I propose?
Now, when we say that it's not koreis, when he says al tishti yayin, but there's some action that she can't do that ties her back to the original guy. Right? So that's considered. That's the big picture krisis, that the get has to be a writ of severance completely. It has to be a complete disentanglement of their lives. They have to have no more strings attached to each other, right? So even if he tells her she can get married to everybody, but she can't drink wine, so then, like Rashi's saying, all of her life, she's still Ogud Bey. She's still a remnant of his relationship. The relationship has some remnant. It still affects her. She's not completely free of the guy forever, right? So, but if there's a duration, so then we'll say the get was good. Why? Because it is a decree of complete separation. As long as it potentially will create that full separation, that's the nature of the. Can't say it doesn't have that quality of severance. But they're just looking for the potential. As long as the get has the potential to effectuate the full krisis, so then you can't you don't say it's a you don't say it has the psul of not being a kores. Now, Chaye Ploni works for the Rambam for the simple reason, like Gil was saying, that it's not an unconditional restriction. There can't be any unconditional restriction according to the Rambam. Right? So if I say don't drink wine for the lifetime of Ploni,
especially some of the other things,
that's a conditional restriction on wine. If I say don't drink this wine forever, that's an unconditional restriction on this wine. Doesn't matter if the restriction is variable or fixed. It has to be some kind of a conditional restriction. Any unconditional restriction, even a limited scope, even on a limited scope, is no good. Meaning this piece of bread forever. So there's no limitation on that restriction that he gave her. But if he said this piece of bread until for the lifetime of Ploni, that's fine. Of course, if he says don't marry Ploni, that's a restriction. That's the same thing as Kikar Zeh. You can't use Pliny's life when he's the one who the restriction applies to. That's kikar zeh. That's for the life of this bread. Don't eat it. So no different. Okay. All right, so let's just try to put this. How did you want to say it again? Okay, so for the Rashba, we're saying that he's learning the psul of Ein Zeh Krisus, so the requirement of Krisus, is in terms of her activities, there has to be a time, the get cannot maintain a permanent limitation on her activities. She has to at some point be free, and all of her activities have to be free from the husband. She has to be able to exist in a state that she is completely uninhibited by him. So any type of a restriction is a problem, as long as that restriction is going to be permanent, because now you can't say that the Croesus created for her a life that is free from this individual. A get has to have that quality, that it is giving her back autonomy over her life. And any type of an expression of his control that is intrinsically maintained in the with the get is not, it lacks in increases, right? More or less what we're saying? Okay. So the question though is on the Rambam, because the Rosh was saying, so therefore, but I want you to think about it. I mean, well, it's interesting, right? Now, is therefore the Rosh was saying, Kikar Zeh is not a problem. Why? What does that show you really? Why is Kikar Zeh not a problem? So he says, because that's not a permanent effect on her life. Kikar Zeh is a temporary effect on her life. Because in the Metzius wise, the Kikar is only edible for a short amount of time. So you can't say that she's going to live, you can't say that the get has not qualitatively reinstating her ultimate independence. Because how do we judge it? We judge it by saying, is there a period of time where there is nothing in her life that is restricted by him? As long as she gets back, that's her autonomy, freedom of choice. She has to be able to be reinstated to a position where he is not part of her calculation of thinking about what she can do. The description, of course, but isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Sometimes having less choice, fewer choices, gives you more freedom of choice. Isn't that somewhat of a paradox?
Yeah. I read a whole book about that.
What's the less choices?
She can't choose to eat this kikar anymore. This kikar is gone.
Uh-oh.
So when the kikar was around, there was a choice that she had, but she had to turn it down. So now we're saying she has more freedom because the kikar is not choices. We can't really say that she got back that choice. Right?
Yeah.
She just doesn't have to think about him anymore. I mean, that's the interesting thing, that the Rashba is more concerned, he's not concerned about what the things she can and cannot do. That's not really the issue, what she can and cannot do. Question is whether what she does and doesn't do is dictated by him in the present. So as long as it's not, as long as those, these things are just proxies for his control over her daily life. So if it'd be better off to, you're better off not having the kikar in existence and therefore not having his control expressed in her life, right? Than having the kikar in existence and she can't eat it because of him. Right, because when it's in existence and she can't eat it because of him, then that qualifies her Maisa partially is under his control. But when it doesn't exist anymore, we can't say that there's anything in her life that has the quality of Ogud Bey. In the past, sure. But who cares? In the past, she was married to him too. So we don't care about that. But the Rambam is saying a little differently. I mean, there are two ways to go with this Rambam. Your way is one way. We'll come back to that in a minute. But the other way to go with the Rambam is like the Rashba is trying. The Rashba was saying that what? That the Rambam is saying the thing that was Oster has to become Mutter. Yeah. It's a good way of putting it. The thing that was Oster has to become Mutter. But I don't know. When I was looking, I was focused on this line. What do you think about this line? Well, he gives the reason why a get is good when it's limited. He says, No, I'm sorry. Where is good? Kol yimei chayai, my life, or ploni. So that's good. Why? Shere kores beino leveino. He's separating between him and her. It is separating between her. V'lo tishor lo aleha reshus. Kishiyomas oso ploni. And there will be no reshus over him, over her, when Plony dies. Yeah.
That's why it's good.
That's why it's good. If he says, don't eat wine during the lifetime of Plony. So the Rambam's trying to explain, why is it good? Because he's co-raised beino leveino. The lo tishor lo aleha reshus kishayomos oso Plony. And there'll be no reshus over her. He will not retain any reshus over when Ploni dies. So what about when the kikar is gone? What about when the kikar is gone? Why can't you use the same arguments? Yeah, why can't you use it again? So that's your point, Gil, right? Let's think it through a little more. That's Gil's point. Gil's point is, in the...
Tanai.
Yeah, but I don't know. Can we say that now? Can we say your point is still good or not? In the Tanai, he's saying Kikar Zeli Olam. Right. He's saying Kikar Zeli Olam.
The Zer or the Olam?
Kikar Zeli Olam. See, the way I look at it, the way it seems to me is like this, is the Kikar is an entity. Right, the kikar is an entity, and vis-a-vis that kikar, he has permanently removed her rishus. It's true the kikar itself won't last forever. So there'll be a time when he won't be under her restriction. She won't be under his restriction. But did he give her back reshus on everything? Did he give her back all of her reshus?
He didn't. You can't say that.
So the Rambam is saying, he's saying when he says kikar zeh, Rishus over this kikar was never reinstated to her.
But you don't look at like
the
ability to drink wine during the lifetime of Plony as an entity which he could prevent.
That's not an entity.
Because it never, because the kikar didn't become mutter.
Because the kikar didn't become mutter. Let's think of that a little more. Because what I'm trying to say is, I'm saying the Rambam holds there can't be any permanent impact from the get. There can't be the krisis of the get cannot, in order for it to be a good krisis, he cannot have any permanent impact on her. So there's two kinds of permanent impacts. Either an activity that she will never be able to do, or an entity that she will never be able to that's completely removed from her. Either a Maisa is removed from her or an entity is removed from her. Those are two kinds of permanent alterations of her existence. of her domain. His rishus must never leave a permanent footprint in her rishus. It's not so much a krisus on her control, it's a krisus that he must restore her rishus without altering it permanently. Now, as the krisus, the way I'm looking at it more is, he has to withdraw from her rishus and not maintain a permanent presence in any of her rishus. So permanence in her rishus either is going to be that she can't do something forever. I'm not saying it's because it affects her forever. I'm saying because a maisa is a faculty that she has. So it would be a permanent impairment of something. But the ability to enjoy this piece of bread also is a rishus of hers. So to permanently remove that would also be the same.
You haven't removed her bread-eating abilities.
You haven't removed her bread-eating abilities.
You remove that object.
But you remove that object. Your rishus, your potential rishus involves all the actions, the actions you can do and the objects you can engage. That's the sum total of your rishus. And you can't have a permanent impact on her rishus. So the permanence will either be to negate a right of hers in Maisa or in Chefza. Either one is a permanent impairment. But what I'm saying is it's a degree of the Maisa of separation. The Maisa of the separation cannot have any permanent impact on her. It's not a full separation if it lacks in a permanent, if it has a permanent impact on her. She's permanently damaged because of that. She always has that. It's a permanent imprint. It's a permanent impact. It doesn't matter if it only lasts for a short amount of time. The nature of the impact was permanent. Whereas the Rashba's learning, it's a question of that she should exist in a way that's free of him. The Rambam is more in terms of her rishus, and the Rashba is more in terms of her as a gavra. Will there be a point where she can be considered independent? Yes. According to the Rambam, Gittin is where he removes himself from her rishus. To the degree that there's a permanent impact, that's not the definition of a complete removal. You don't have to leave right away. It can take you a little while to separate. It could be a slow withdrawal. But ultimately, it has to be a withdrawal. And if there's a permanent impact, then you can't say he withdrew from all of her rishus, ever.
So what's the permanence here? Is it that the iser always exists? That the iser for that piece of bread is still there. The piece of bread just doesn't exist anymore. So is that the permanence, or is it something else?
No, the permanence is that he and he removed that entity from her rishus completely. It's not like Gil was saying. In a way that should have a permanent impact on her, from the tzad of the speech, it has a permanent removal. Doesn't have to be permanent in mitzius. According to the other ones, it's always in terms of her action. So any cheftza is just a question of, well, how long will that infringe upon her action? It's more. The other way to look at it is like, and maybe this is what you were saying and Matt was saying together. Is it's a question of a maisa of the krisus, like a maisa of giving the get. It's like in the get itself, the get can't express any permanence of. We don't look at it. It's like a din in the chefts of the get. When you look at the get on its own terms, is the get a co-race or is it not? So then we don't look at mitzias when we want to evaluate the character of the maisa of the krisus of the get. Yes, and that would be a little bit. That I would take either one of those approaches is good. We have to see maybe which one, if there's anything later along the lines that will help us figure out which one is right. But those are good. Both of those are good. Now your chilek was going more with his approach.
Yeah, definitely.
You have to look at the the intrinsic operation of the get itself as a kores. Does it have a permanence in terms of its own terms of maisa, in its own terms, without reference to the practicalities of what it's talking about? Whereas the other one's saying it's a practical issue. That's good. Two good approaches. Let's think about a little more. In other words, the Rambam says he has to give her back her rishus. So if on his way out he negates permanently an entity that's contained within her rishus, that's not giving her back her rishus. That's not kares. That's not kris. Alteration of her rishus and a destruction, not a reinstatement.